Hey Rich, how's it going? Thanks for setting aside some time for us.
I can't really hear you.
You can't hear me well? What about now?
There you go. There you go.
All right, give me one sec. All right, well, I've heard you've been a busy man doing interviews of late.
I haven't been too bad.
Wanted to start by asking you, just in general, what motivates you?
Main goal is to, play every day in the big leagues. And, it's something I've grown up wanting to do. It's my dream and something I feel like I'm capable of doing. And I got a long way to go before I get there. So I've got a lot, got to get a lot better, got to do a lot of things. And so in general, I would say that's probably it.
Is it correct that you have a family member who's played pro baseball before?
Oh, yeah, my dad played with the Chicago Cubs organization in the 70s.
What advice has he given you about becoming a professional baseball player?
I mean, we could probably write a book about it, especially since the time I've been a little kid. But with this last year, I think he's seen that, I'm pretty much ready to, start my career, and he's just excited for me. And his biggest advice here lately has just been to, let whatever happens happens, and you really can't control what goes on in the draft at this point. So just trying to, enjoy the experience and see what happens on Tuesday.
I understand you were not drafted out of high school, is that correct?
Yes, I was not.
What kind of baseball player were you in high school?
I was a pretty good player. I had to develop a lot. I had power and could hit a little bit, but couldn't hit the ball the other way very well, and just had a lot of aspects of my game that I needed to polish up.
And what's changed the most since high school?
I think my approach at the plate, not trying to do too much, hit the ball the other way, taking what the pitcher gives you. Just experience. The more bats you get under your belt, everything. It's baseball's a game of adjustments and learning. So the more bats you get and the more experience, the better player you're gonna become.
Could you provide some more detail on maybe how your plate approach has changed from your sophomore year to your junior year in college?
They were very similar. I think the difference in numbers is just solely because, like I said, at bats and experience.
How do you prepare for games?
I'm big on just relaxing and staying calm. I'm not a big guy on getting too hyped up and all that. I tend to play better when I just take it as a normal day, stay in my routine and just get ready to play.
Can you describe your experience level playing positions besides first base?
Yeah, I mean, I played third the past 2 summers, one in the Coastal Plains League and one in the Cape. I feel comfortable playing third base. I think that that's a position I can also play at a high level. It's a little bit of a transition from other than first, but something that I definitely feel confident in the fact that I can do it.
Have you had any conversations with professional teams about potentially playing third base for them?
There was, especially in the fall. I haven't heard much about it as we kind of rolled into the spring here. I feel, from what I've heard, most of the teams that like me want me to play first base. They feel like I'm a pretty good first baseman, so I think that they would, it seems to be that they would rather have me over there where they know I'm a pretty good first baseman rather than try and change my game a little bit. I think that the main tool is obviously the bat, and I don't think they want to do anything to jeopardize that.
It's my understanding that the University of Georgia plays a bit as a pitcher's park. Is that correct?
University Foley Field.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in the middle. I mean, I wouldn't call it a pitcher's park, and I wouldn't call it a hitter's park either. I mean, it plays pretty true.
Who are some of the best pitchers you face this year?
Oh man, Scott Biddle, Drew Pomerantz, Mike Minor. Guy from Arkansas, his last name's Keuchel. I'm really not sure what Keuchel's first name is. Let's see. Anthony Renato, Lewis Coleman. Yeah, I'd say those are probably the best guys I've seen.
There's some pretty talented arms in that group, and probably some guys you could bump into potentially in pro ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of excitement around Gordon Beckham right now. What can you tell us about Gordon Beckham that the typical fan wouldn't know?
That, you know, Gordon's a pretty down-to-earth guy. He's pretty calm. He usually likes to be by himself, and he's actually not as big of a fan of the spotlight as you think he would be, especially as good of a player as he is, and all the things that have happened to him in the last year. And, you know, he's really done a good job of, you know, staying in touch with me, and we talk pretty much once a week, and he's definitely been good for me to talk to, especially going through his whole draft experience.
What kind of advice, if any, has he given you?
Similar to my dad, just to let it happen. You know, you can't change anything. So, you know, to just, when the season was going, to just go out and play and do my thing. And now, you know, it just sit back and wait and enjoy it because, you know, it's like I said, it's a dream come true. So might as well enjoy it.
Playing in the Cape and other collegiate leagues, have you made any other contacts with guys who are in pro ball right now?
I think most of the guys I played with were my age, so they're probably looking at the draft this year or going back for a senior year.
So what are some of your thoughts entering Tuesday? Your season, unfortunately, is over now, but what do you have on your mind?
I'm just ready to see what happens, ready to find out. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, uncertainty, just, you know, wondering what's going to happen. So just excited to see what's actually going to happen and what organization I'm going to start my career with.
Have you had any private workouts with any teams?
No, I haven't. I think that, you know, even though we ended up a little bit early, I think that most of the teams had already had their workouts, and the ones that didn't were having very shortly after that. So I think that, I think that most of the teams that like me got in enough to see me to know what I'm capable of.
And I don't know if typical baseball fans understand that you guys start your college season pretty early in the year relative to pro ball, and you guys are doing fall leagues before that. It's my understanding that essentially if you were to sign right away and play out the season, you'd be playing almost a consecutive year of baseball. Are you mentally prepared for that? Or is your body prepared for it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely tough, and it's a grind, and that's part of the game of baseball is that, you play every day, and people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand the physical aspect of baseball because it's not a contact sport or, you know, a sport where you're running a ton like basketball or soccer. But, you know, the fact that you play 162 games in 8.5 months and people don't understand. I mean, it wears on your body. It's tough. It's tough, and it's definitely a grind.
Especially if you're a 6'4", 240-pound dude running around the bases.
Something like that.
Do you have any nicknames, Rich?
Not really.
Can I try one on you?
Yeah, go for it.
How do you like the Kodiak Bear?
That's pretty good.
Well, we're gonna see if we can make it stick around here at Project Prospect.
Okay, I like it.
All right, glad it has your approval. Last one for you. When do you expect to be drafted?
It's one of those things where, I talked about uncertainty. There's kind of a widespread opinion. I think that, you know, it could happen anywhere from the late first round to the early second round or somewhere in between.
Well, I think you could go even before that. I really appreciate your time, Rich. And you're a nice guy. It's nice, refreshing to talk to someone who's so candid. It's always fun for me talking to college players because people change a little bit when they get to pro ball, but hopefully you stay the same and hopefully you have a lot of success.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll take care, guys.
All right, thank you.